Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful that you are our deliverer and that you see us through. And so, Lord, we pray that now, that you would give us the overwhelming assurance of your presence with us. And Lord, that you would help us to persevere, to press on in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. When the Apostle Paul came to the end of his journey, he wrote to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy, these words, "I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished the race." And indeed he had. Paul had to fight the good fight of faith, and he had to fight it in the face of utter opposition. But God enabled him to be faithful and to see it through. You know, that's the story of all of our great heroes of the faith. They faced uncertain times, but they were confident in God, and they saw victory through their Lord. Well, tonight I want us to look at the life of Caleb, who stood up for God, confident that the Lord would see them through. So I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, you're within the first five books of the Bible, and God has brought his people out of slavery in Egypt. He has given them the law, and now he has brought them to the precipice of the promised land. And God's going to command Moses to send spies into the promised land. Now keep in mind, God made this promise first to Abraham hundreds of years before this moment. He promised Abraham that he would bless him and that Abraham would be a blessing and that he would give to Abraham's descendants the land that he promised, a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, now, hundreds of years later, they are coming out of slavery in Egypt, having seen God deliver them with mighty hand and outstretched arm, and they are at the precipice of the promised land, and God's going to show them that his promise really is true. So Numbers chapter 13, I first want to look at the first two verses. "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a chief among them.'" And so what's God getting ready to do? He's getting ready to send spies, 12 spies, into the land that he had promised, that they might see that God's word really is true. They're going to see with their own eyes that it truly is a land flowing with milk and honey. But that's not all they're going to see. So now I invite you to look with me at Numbers 13, verses 26 through 33. "The spies have gone, and now they've come back. And they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, 'We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.' However," now push pause right there, "what they just delivered was a report that said, 'The land indeed flows with milk and honey. The land indeed is fertile, just as God said it would be.' Here's an example of the amazing fruit that is gathered in this land that God has promised to us. God's promise is absolutely true, and the way that he described the land is absolutely accurate." But they're not going to stop there. They say the word "however." So look back with me at the text. "However," verse 28, "the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negeb. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan. And so not only is this land rich, not only is this land truly flowing with milk and honey, just as God said it would, there's opposition there. There's difficulty there. And so they say, yeah, God's word is true, God's promise is true, but You ought to see the people who dwell there. They're like giants. They're getting ready to say that they appear like grasshoppers before these great peoples who now inhabit the land. But there was a young man named Caleb who spoke up. Numbers 13, verse 30. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." So what did they do? They stirred up the congregation to be fearful. They doubted the ability of their God, and doubt always gives birth to fear. Not Caleb, not Joshua. Caleb and Joshua were two of the spies who went in, and they were not filled with doubt that led to fear. They were filled with faith in Almighty God that led to fortitude. They were confident, but they were not confident in and of themselves. They were confident in their God. So watch what happens. Numbers chapter 14. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt." I want you to think about something for a minute. I want you to think about everything these people had seen over the last days. They had seen their God deliver them from slavery. They had seen their God deliver them from Egypt. They had seen their God be their guide and their protector. They had seen their God make a way through the Red Sea when they were caught between the sea and the mightiest army on the face of the earth. They had seen their God destroy the mightiest army on the face of the earth. And repeatedly, they saw God come through. And yet again, they are so filled with doubt in the ability of God that they are paralyzed with fear. And they say, "Man, I wish we'd have died in Egypt. I wish we'd have died in the wilderness. Why has God brought us this far just to destroy us now?" Well, you and I have the ability to look back and see that God had not brought them that far just to destroy them. No, God was going to be able to fulfill His promise and see them through. But for whatever reason, they were so filled with fear that they wanted to turn back. They didn't believe that God would see them through. But Caleb and Joshua did. They believed that God was able to accomplish all of God's purpose. They believed that God is a God who keeps His promises. And so look with me at verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the people of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Joshua and Caleb were broken over the people's response. And they said, "No, if God is going to lead us in, He's going to lead us in. If God is going to give us this land, He's going to give us this land." I have one point for you tonight, and that is this. God keeps his promises. Be confident in the Lord. God keeps his promises. Be confident in the Lord. So as you fight the good fight of faith, I want to encourage you to be confident, not in and of yourself. You're not 10 feet tall and bulletproof. You're susceptible to the realities of a fallen world. But if you're in Jesus Christ, then God has promised that he will see you through and he will bring to completion the good work that he has begun in you. And so you can be confident. You can be confident in the Lord, for he keeps his promises and he will bring to fruition everything he's promised you in Christ Jesus. I want to remind you of how the story ended. Let's go back to the book of Joshua and let's see how God brought the people into the land that was flowing with milk and honey. Now, the people who doubted, they didn't get to go. Their children got to go, and Joshua led them. But remember that at the end of the book of Joshua, we see this. Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all of their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all of their enemies into their hands. Not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass. And I want to tell you this evening, not one word of all the promises that God has given you in Jesus Christ will fail. All will come to pass, for he will finish the good work that he has begun in you. So fight on. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep the faith. Finish your race. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and press on. Let's pray. Father, we love you. And we thank you so much for the assurance we have that you are God over all and victory is yours. So we pray that you would help us to be faithful as you are faithful. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Help us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. For Lord, we know that this confidence is ours, that we belong to you in Jesus, and you will see us through. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in and worshiping with us this evening, and we hope that you will join us again this Friday at 6:30 p.m. for virtual Vespers as we talk about what it means to have peace in the valley. God bless you.